Good morning there, Aurovillians, newcomers, volunteers and guests, and hi to everyone else. Monday, 4th of September, and mostly cloudy morning here in Auroville on 27 degrees Celsius. Today we can expect mostly cloudy with a thunderstorm in parts of the area this afternoon, and over the night mostly cloudy with a thunderstorm in a couple of spots. Chance on precipitation on 43% and on thunderstorms on 60%. Temperatures will be ranging from low 26 to high 34 with heat index on 42 degrees Celsius. Winds from south at 9 km per hour and occasional gusts on 18 km per hour. Moon is waxing crescent, illuminated on 78%. The Auroville Council informs us that this year Temporary Feedback Review Committee, TFRC, is composed of Thomas, Pala, Shankar, Sarasu, Shrimoy, Nama, and Kumar. The Auroville Council chose these seven names through an internal selection process from the list of nominees received from the community at large, as done in the previous year. They would like to thank you all for coming forth with your timely nominations. You are requested to send the feedback at aurovillecouncil@auroville.org in by 16th of September. First cat of the season is coming up tomorrow, 5th of September at 4:30 p.m. at Unity Pavilion International Zone, and it's about exploring prosperity in Auroville. Could we take a bold leap toward the dream and manifest prosperity and abundance in Auroville? So if you're interested to work together, concrete actions, come. With Anandi, Giacomo, Jaya, Joseba, Kavita, Luigi, Pashi, Shrimoy, Suryamai, Umberto and others. Cat or Create Auroville Together is a space to unleash our creative energies and aspires to be a springboard toward the future. It's a space where we respond with discernment, respect and spirit of collaboration. And we also know the themes of the following two cats. On 12th of September, which is also Tuesday at 4:30 p.m. again at Unity Pavilion, Restorative Circles by Restorative Auroville. And on Tuesday 19th at 4:30, the Universal Mother, according to Sri Aurobindo, with Matri Mandir as a symbol of this by Dipti Tiwari. Within AVAG Annual Women's Festival coming up on 1st of October, with pre-event we have traditional games tomorrow, Tuesday 5th, between 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. You can come and enjoy and take part in Koko and Kabaddi and many other outdoor traditional games and competitions. All these events are going on at Irumbai, at campus of Auroville Institute of Applied Technology. From Sri Aurobindo Center for Studies, India and the World, Bharat Nivas, Pavilion of India International Zone, they are inviting us to presentation of Adam Kinzel, who is visiting here, and he is a psychotherapist at Bhumika, on Friday 8 at 5 p.m, and the theme would be Embodied Research. Bharat Nivas, in collaboration with Japanese Pavilion, invites us to participate in Let's Enjoy Origami on Friday 8th of September between 2:30 to 4 p.m. at Sauju. Within the spirit of conscious living, Conscious Parenting invites us for the first Conscious Parenting Circle on September 16 between 1:30 to 3 at Petit Firm at Eagle and Ravi's Place. Kavi and Kavya, poets and poetry at Unity Pavilion, is launching a series of poetry reading sessions where we would collectively enjoy the beauty and subtlety of mystic poetry by some of the very famous Indian poets of the 12th and 19th century: Rumi, Tukaram, Kabir, Mirabi, Nazrul, Tagore, Subramanya Bharat and Sri Aurobindo, and many more. The first session will take place at Unity Pavilion on Sunday, 17 September at 5 p.m. From Scholarship and Education Fund comes information on counseling session with Pipa Mukherjee on Monday 11 and Tuesday 12. And sessions timings are available all day at Sire Building. But you need to reserve your slot at orlis@yahoo.com with your preferred day and timing. Auroville Consulting shares info on a desired third, saying that their campus in Pony Farm has been selected as a pilot project to design, implement, and test the principles of bioclimatic architecture. This will result in a white paper that can be used by other campuses in tropical climate zones. At first step to realizing this project, I hosted a two-day charrette with local and international experts for making sustainability-related guidelines for the campus design team. As next, they are planning a designer studio to make up concept sketches of the new campus. If you wish to collaborate with them on this work, you need to write to them, info@orovilleconsulting.com. From Oroville Library of Things comes a plea that they need a little boost to fill up its shelves and develop into the amazing platform that they envisioned it can be. So if you have objects you wish to donate, you're invited to bring them, but they would be also happy to come and pick them up at your house if that is more convenient for you. You need to let them know the details and they will pick them up. And if you have any reservations about the safety of the items you choose to share or donate, let them know and they will be happy to discuss with you. At Savitri Bhavan, 6:30 p.m. today they will screen Evolution Fast Forward, Part 3, Parts of the Beings and Planes of the Consciousness, as mapped by Shriram Bindu and the Mother. Within eye-opening series on Wednesday at Unity Pavilion, Trom, Consuming a Year. From Orville Bamboo Centers comes invitation to see a movie, Anima Mundi, on Friday, 8th of September at Bamboo Center at 6 p.m. Permaculture provides a practical method for creating self-sustaining design to maintain regenerative life cycles. At Cinema Paradiso tonight at 8 p.m. they will screen Indian comedy drama Lipstick Under My Burqa, made in India in 2016 and directed by Alan Krita Srinivastava. Tomorrow, Italian comedy romance Me, Myself and Her, made in Italy in 2015 and directed by Maria Sole Tognazzi. And on Wednesday, within Nature Film Series, Planet Earth 2, A World of Wonder, made in UK in 2016, and it's a BBC production with David Attenborough. From the Words of the Mother, Volume 14, we read, "In the perfect silence of the contemplation, all widens to infinity, and in the perfect peace of that silence, the Divine appears in the resplendent glory of His light." Thank you for listening. Also, you can contact us on orovilleradio.org.